The Tiger Lounge Podcast. Bitch. With your hosts, Tommy Miller and Sean
too, isn't that great? So we haven't done a podcast in a long time, and I just wanted to let everybody know that now Mr. Sean Geary is going to be joining us full time, because I said so. I didn't actually even really ask him, like, until just now. He, like, figured out what I was saying when I said co-host, and so now, like, you're in for life. I'm sorry, like, there's nothing you can really do about it, and you're speechless. Awesome. That's great.
I'm trying to think of the damn word, but I can't come up with it. You're honored. I'm honored.
You're honored?
I'm honored. Okay. That's the word I am.
Am I honored? I thought you said I was.
I mean,
okay.
You just picked me up and told me don't ask any questions. You're on.
Yeah, you're just on. So,
but this is something that I feel like could be definitely could expand through all the guests that you get and the more people you get. The more stuff you talk about, I feel like it could reach higher levels of more appreciation to it. Than just us being friends talking.
Yeah, and I'm starting to kind of like realize that it's going to be like a little bit like different, like as time goes on. I'll probably continue to change it, because at first it was just going to be more of I'm going to have somebody on each week, but like that gets difficult in a small town because I don't have that many friends.
Got schedules
so.
And Tommy has no friends. It's tough to get, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I totally hear you, bro.
So I feel
honored to be your buddy. And
I'm glad I forced you to accept, dude. Like,
glad I could be the plug. You know, when you hold everything together here.
Absolutely. So today, as I'm searching the internet, as I always do, I'm about to leave work, and I'm just chilling there and just like looking at it, and I see this post from somebody. Excuse me, one second. Let me just fucking hit this real quick. Alright, so the post said, what was it? It said, Riot. I'll fucking bring it up. But yeah.
God forbid you go a day without the internet.
Yeah, I know. It just makes people pissed more than anything. But it says it's like a picture of like a bunch of bikers like gathered up. The ones like it was about the shooting in what's it fucking called?
Waco, Texas.
Waco. And it says 9 people die in mass shootout between skinhead gangs. No mass arrests. No tear gas. No National Guard. No one calling them thugs. And I just call complete fucking bullshit on that. Because, first of all, I guarantee you that there's some news organization that's out there somewhere fucking call these dude thugs. Because, like, why would you not call them thugs? Like, I mean, like...
Right, they're bikers. I mean, they're gonna get tossed and twisted in a typical genre.
Of course.
That is really just frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the typical biker gang, or you hear, like, you know, the thugs or gangsters, or just... These are just...
It's just like a similar with that kind of lifestyle, you know what I mean?
Bingo, exactly.
So, I don't see the correlation between a bunch of people burning down a city and, like, destroying their own businesses and, like, destroying shit that they shouldn't.
Which
when it's, like...
was the topic that created this
meme anyway.
Really brought the word thugs to light.
Yeah.
That whole situation in Baltimore really was what generated all of this... You know what I mean? Hate for the word thug, because a news station portrayed them as thugs.
And it's now like technically like not like the media wise, it's being used now as like sort of like the new N word.
Yeah,
what people
it's
are
a
saying.
Derogatory term.
Yeah, and that's how like it's being perceived now, because like it's mainly just like the black majority that are like rioting.
Right.
And so like the media's just fucking pounding that just to fucking get
and
more
again,
shit.
And again, though, you go back to that post that you know what I mean. This initiative to start. For someone to say that, you know what I mean, the National Guard didn't get called in to really support what was going on in Waco, Texas that day, doesn't know the magnitude of the danger that was going on in Baltimore. What was going on in Baltimore was genuinely a riot.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that just, you know what I mean?
It was like an isolated incident.
It was an isolated, exactly.
Yeah, fucking,
and honestly, that was the perfect way to put it, though. It's like, you know, I heard the situation in Waco, Texas just happened all too quickly.
And no cops died either, by the way.
No cops died,
all,
no civilians, no pedestrians,
yeah.
Nothing was, you know what I mean? The most damage that was done was due to all the swinging of, like, the firing of the bullets. And they said, you know what I mean, by the grace of God, that not one person was escaped that wasn't a part of the biker gang, which I thought was interesting that they portrayed it as, okay, the only thing we can tell you right now to the news is that the only people that are hurt or, you know, deceased at this moment were part of the biker gang. And that, even, like, you know, chillingly, it's in itself kind of just, you know, it makes your family at home comfortable, and
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It makes you, like, calm down for a minute and be like, okay,
you know, I think it's definitely, like, weird to say,
it's
because, like, you don't mean
to, exactly.
It's not, like, okay for someone to die and for you to be like, oh, well, okay, like, I mean, I guess it's, like, all right.
You're like,
but,
okay,
like,
but if he was,
but
if
it's
quote-unquote correlated with a bad gang.
Well, I feel like it's not even that. I think it's more along the lines of, like, if someone's going to do something bad and then something bad happens to them, you're not going to really give a fuck. You know, it has nothing to do with the fact that he's a biker. It could just have been some random dude, like, and he pulled up on the dude and was like, give me your fucking money. And I was just like, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Goes to reach and pulls out his gun and fucking caps him. Then, like,
then
no one feels bad. There's
right.
Like, oh, okay, well, yeah, he fucking
exactly.
deserved it.
It's
you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of just that, more than anything.
It's big contradictions on that.
Yeah. But
you know, step back from the situation at both hands. The Baltimore situation, like you said, was isolated. It was like, it in itself, that grew. That progressed to be something that you needed to call the guard in. When you have just the public of civilians just destroying the city, their own city, then yeah, that's something you bring the level of authority out. But the situation in Texas, again, you know what I mean? I'm not saying it's a fluke. I'm not saying it's something you don't worry about. But coming from a state that is very pro gun, very pro, you know what I mean, concealed carry, like Texas,
mm-hmm.
no joke. You know, I can only imagine if that had happened in a state where they don't allow concealed carry, or don't allow.
Well, I think it would have been a lot more serious for sure.
Seriously,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You're dealing with cowboys down there,
but you know,
what,
the media is going to also like spin this off in a way like where it's like against like gun owners too. Like, ah, well, this is just another example
you know,
of people having guns. Blah 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 blah.
And
but
they're going to skip the fact that they're
already kind
already
of criminal.
You know what I mean? We're going to jump back into like the old routine that the news portrays, but we see it as okay. You go. You sure as rest to have fucking guns. I mean,
yeah.
They're biker gangs, like. They're literally behind the Hell's Angels in population stats. Like, they're, you know what I mean? The Bandinos are no joke. So when you can imagine they're outlaws, you're going to expect to have guns.
Yeah.
But when there's an argument over, like,
I don't even
know
if it was, like, the Hell's Angels
city,
or anything, was it?
It wasn't the Hell's Angels. It was, I mean, names, you know, should be put to the side, but the moral of the big picture, I guess, should be, like, you know, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? There's going to be violence regardless of, like, policing. You know, I mean, there's going to be brutality regardless of police brutality.
There's just bad people.
There's just bad people, and, like, you know what I mean? They always say, oh, well, outlaw the guns. And they say, well, if you outlaw the guns, only outlaws will have guns. And it's
yeah.
like...
And then they can just bully people around because they know that they only have guns.
And
then they can, like, pay off the cops so that they can keep their guns.
It's
and, like,
deep.
There's, then it's just greed.
Everyone is on someone else's payroll.
Yeah, so...
Sadly enough.
You know, everyone that's rioting is just kind of stupid because, like, without cops, there'd be nothing. And, like, even like, when we were in high school, dude, like, I would constantly, like, talk shit about the cops, like, all the time. Like, I don't, like, and this is how it's, like, progressed. Like, at first, I was just, like, ignorant in the fact that, like, I just saw a cop.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, like, I just don't like them because they're cops. Because, like, they ruined my fun.
Was this before you had a, you know, interaction with them at that age, or was it afterwards, you think?
Honestly, dude, it was, like, pretty much after, like, like, me, Coleman, and Nolan, and I think Kyle Leonard, maybe? Or somebody. I can't remember who else it was, but... Or it might have just been us three, but, like, maybe Ben. I don't know. But we all watched Loose Change. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. It's, like, a documentary about, like, how, like, 9/11 was, like, a conspiracy or whatever and everything. And, you know, I mean, like... I've done, like, a lot more research just based, like, not on that movie.
One movie in particular.
And, like, you know, like, I'm not going to, like, really fucking go into, like, my beliefs on it or whatever, but, like, after watching that, my opinion of, like, the government and, like, cops as, like, quote-unquote, the man was like, bad, and I didn't want anything to do with it or whatever. And, but, like, now it's just kind of, like, to the point where, like, I understand that there's, like, good cops, there's bad cops. And without the good ones, more bad shit would fucking happen constantly, and it wouldn't even be, like, the bad cops doing it, it'd be bad people.
Right.
And, so now, like, I pretty much do it as, like, if you treat me like a human being, like, I'll do the same thing, like, when I'm pulled over. Like, I know I have a certain amount of rights that I'm allowed to use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not, like, a master by any means, but, like, I at least, like, know enough to, like, be respectful and still, like,
yeah,
assert
exactly.
myself, you know what I mean?
There's that, just that general respect that you have to portray to anybody, I feel.
Yeah.
So.
And I feel like most of the time, like, a lot of police officers don't do that because it's, like, it's kind of like a god complex.
They're on a power trip.
Like, yeah, exactly. You know,
really,
like,
are on a power trip. I have been in trouble with some of them, and I noticed that they're just, you know, honest working guys that, you know what I mean, they call you at the wrong time doing the wrong thing, and I've also met the ones that are just, even once they've got you and they're finishing all the paperwork with you being in trouble, they're literally focused on the next person they're gonna gobble up.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what I mean, they express this big authority
thing, you know?
Trip, and I understand you're working extensive hours, and, like, you know what I mean, I'll never give them enough credit to where they deserve, because I don't see the work that they're putting in. All I see is what I put up with on a daily basis, and I definitely could understand where, you know what I mean, cops, there are the good ones and there are the bad ones. And when I saw this picture of Eric Garner recently, there was a picture of a bunch of officers, I don't know if it was in Baltimore, I don't know where it was based, I'm sure it was somewhere where the neighborhoods weren't too, too bad. And they're all posting, holding up posters with saying, you know, free hugs. Free hugs from police officers. Literally underneath says, hug a cop. And the fact that our generation has accepted the derogatory term for a police officer to be a cop. Like, the name cop really originated from the police officer's badges used to be made out of copper. And
is that really what it was?
That's really where it derived
from. I was wondering that bit.
And
so
people always used to call it for short for being a cop, because, you know what I mean, he had the authority because he had that copper badge on him.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean, progressed to, you know, better suits and better, you know, uniforms and better technology, and the police forces really have developed almost into a military state as far as, like, their mottos and what they consider self-defense. Like, I forget, I don't know which way it's going to go the way I explain this, but basically, they said the military protects our country and everything, you know what I mean, it serves us.
Yep.
Or it protects our, like, you know, our belief, our nation. And then the police are people that are supposed to be defending us, you know what I mean, they're supposed to support us. And then, like, they said once, like, the military is what's involved, like, you know, National Guard has to come and protect us, we become the enemy.
Yeah.
Because they're so used to defending our country from the enemy that when they think they have to come and defend us within our own cities and everything, then we become the enemy
of
the state.
You know, like, everyone says that, like if like that kind of shit ever happened where
the,
like,
martial law,
like,
theory.
Complete, like, martial law, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the people that were even in the army would just not even go for it, because, like, a lot of them are really gung-ho, like, constitutionalists, like, they,
right.
like, understand the rights of, like, America,
right.
like, they're all about freedom, because that's what they're fighting for, that's why they're there,
true.
Is to fight for our freedom, and, so, like, I feel like they would flip, and just, like, fight for, like, the quote-unquote rebels.
Yeah, the revolt.
In the, you know?
I respect that. Honestly, until you said that, I never thought about it that way.
They totally would.
I always thought, okay,
number one, the South. The South would fucking rise up,
South,
like,
straight up.
They would come up.
Yeah,
they'd be like, "Let's go." Like,
we're waiting for a day.
Yeah.
Where'd I get my treble hook? It would take off. It would take off. You're not kidding, dude.
Yeah, man. Oh, fuck, dude.
I mean, it's nothing new. It's nothing new in my life. I don't know, but when I it just was a smack in the face to see hug a cop, and underneath that picture was a picture of Eric Garner, and it was him, sadly enough, you know, probably minutes before they had him in the headlock. And it's just him looking, like, in disbelief. And I'm sure by the masses, people, anybody who sees that picture, and it doesn't matter what race you are, it doesn't matter what beliefs you have, it's like, I genuinely believe that picture really depicted, like, really pointed out the magnitude of the police brutality and, like, how it's contradicted sometimes. Like, you can go against saying, like, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of bad cops, and that was really shitty of them to post the, you know, picture of, like, hug a cop. Like, I don't know. They're trying to reach out and make peace. There's a lot of arguments you go about it, but it's just, it's sad that we're living in a world that, you know what I mean, the policing is what we're most concerned about.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, one of the biggest, like, threats considerable in our, in within our state. You know what I mean? The states of being free and united, yet we seem so divided and so, like, against this belief of, like, the American dream. You know what I mean? Striving with each other.
Well,
it's become a... But I don't want to say what I was going to say. I'm glad I cut myself off.
Really?
Go ahead.
Sorry. Pretty much, like, people in general just don't like being told what to do by, like, anybody.
True.
And more so if, like, the guy's being a dick about it. And, like, the one thing, like, that, like, is, like, I consider, like, their training and their protocol, like, too much. Like, it is, like, a...
Militant.
Like, yeah, it's, like, you know, it's, like, police brutality in itself because, like, I don't understand, like, the knee to the neck. Like, I feel like there's, like, other ways of, like, holding them down other than, like, doing that. Like, there's, like, so many times where you can just, like, put too much pressure down and snap their neck and, like, kill them, you know? Like,
right.
It's not safe. And, like, you know, like, other things like that. Like, just, like, the bending of the arms. Like, I understand, like, you got to go into, like, the back and everything. Like,
right,
you know, that's okay. But, like,
I mean, dude,
you know, it's
I
just,
don't know, man.
I feel like there's just a better
It's progressed
ride.
Over the years. And I just, for them to just always feel that using the excuse for my life was at threat, and that jurisdicts them, and they get that out of my trouble. It's like, it's just, it bothers me to think about it. Like, I don't know. It's definitely, it's a war you're never gonna win. You know what I mean?
No, never ever do.
But I don't think one bit you would ever correlate the two situations in Waco, Texas, and the situation that's happening every single day. The reason that biker gang, you know, had their little shootout had nothing to do with the police brutality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It had nothing to do with any of that. I just think that's a war you're never going to win with that shit.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
But on a lighter note, I can't wait to get out of the country and be able to go to Toronto in August and be able to go see, like, a music festival.
Is this your first time out of, like, the States, honestly?
I had been out of the States a few times, you know what I mean? I've been to the Bahamas, I've been to Toronto.
Yeah.
And to see Toronto now at this age, I feel like I'll share the appreciation more.
You better drink there, dude.
Yeah.
You're not a big drinker, but, like,
no,
you should definitely drink.
Definitely add to the beverages, but I look forward to having that experience for sure. And anybody you talk to that hears, you know, going to, like, you know, the E76, the Toronto, man, it's like, you know, some people that are, you know, with the music trends and with, like, up to date and, like, you know, like to stay hip and whatnot, would understand that's, you know, Drake's home, I don't know what you call it, home city or homeland. I want to say homeland for some reason.
Homeland.
Because it's not from our state, so I could just, people could relate to it that way or just relate to it, like, in other ways. Like, it's a big place for art, and there's a lot of, like, other monumental places to go and visit there.
Yeah.
And it's not too far away from the falls, which, I'm sorry, I didn't get to visit last time.
How far is it, like... I've been into Canada.
From the falls itself, it's not far at all. Like, you could see the city of Toronto from where we were visiting on our side of Buffalo.
Really?
And then you could just literally go across the falls. And
so it's pretty much just like a
It's a joke how close it is, man. Like, it's a shame we don't get to take a couple 4 hours, 5 hours to get up there.
That'd be sick if, like, Canadian kids that were, like, met close to the border could, like, go to school in America. Just, like, the bus would go out there and just, like, get them.
Just cross every day.
Yeah.
And, like, all right. Yeah, definitely. But, I don't know. I really look forward to that experience just to get away from, you know, our own country for like a couple of days that it is, you know what I mean? Like,
you need that, dude.
You do the experience with like getting an advanced license and, you know what I mean, having to go through border patrol.
Did you get your fucking passport, dude?
I didn't yet, so chill out, yeah. And I can just imagine what it's gonna be like, you know what I mean, going through like our border patrol. Like, you know what I mean? Like, has our own little like gang of friends, like just going through there. I'm sure that's gonna be intimidating itself for anybody that goes through that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can only imagine. But you just don't be goofy with, like, you know what I mean, going up there. Definitely going up to see J. Cole. That's like the only reason I'm really going up to see. Like,
dude, he's very fucking talented live, dude. Like, I didn't like really understand. Like, I saw that one thing. I think I told you it was like when he was on that late night. That was awesome. That was so good.
I sincerely look forward to that. Like, I've studied his music for a long time now, and I really look forward to, like, just being in the same room with him is, like, is a blessing, you know what I mean? And for him to headline the show, I just know he's going to get the proper, like, you know what I mean? For us, it's Southern hospitality, but for them, you know, whatever the hell it is, you know what I mean? The A76 hospitality, they're just going to be, you know what I mean? They're going to be, like, I can only imagine, because it's Drake's home, so there's a good chance that you could bring him out on stage. There's a good chance you're going to see Big Sean. He's opening up. I mean, it's going to be really
You think he'd play up there with J. Cole, like, on the same time?
To go back to, like, how many songs they have together, there's not a lot, but they do have their handful together, and I could only imagine. I really could only imagine. Because Drake is going to be performing on the third day of the festival. We're going for the first and second, I believe. And it's just, I don't know. It's exciting to think about. I mean, they've always been a very low-key woes. Right? They've always been very low-key about their woe relationship. And, like, they've just been, like, they definitely have gone, like, to do their music in their own areas. And, like, they definitely, you know, came together and collabed on, like, this one track called In the Morning. And, like, right then and there, they just hit, like, they hit so many different kinds of genres of music, like, in one song. And there's just, like, it just shows the potential of what they can put together if they just work together. And I feel like a lot of artists don't work together like that sometimes because they want to capitalize on, like, a song themselves, maybe.
Yeah.
Or they feel as though they want the credit on, like, one song themselves. But then again, I see a lot more people working together with each other, like Big Sean and Logic. You saw Snoop and Wiz. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more people that are coming together and, like, joining up to make different kind of vibes of music and sound. And, like, it's really cool to watch.
I just can't get into, like, a lot of those guys, though, honestly.
Yeah, I can understand that. There's
some, like, corny ass shit. I just don't like.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it, dude.
Corny ass shit.
There is. Yeah. I'm not into it. Like, I'm very picky with, like, my hip hop and, like, fucking,
definitely,
you know, shit like that.
Definitely.
I like the R&B, you know, nonsense. Like, I like the little, like, hints of it and, like, the J. Cole songs and stuff I listen to. Like, I like both of his albums, like Born Center and
he hits in Sideline Story. He had a whole lot of R&B in there, but it really, for you to understand where he's at in that point in his life, to see where it develops into, you know what I mean, the next story, and then the story after that. You can see the progression with Logic just as much. Like, I'll never forget Under Pressure, that album dropped, and I was listening to that nonstop, and then it was like Forest Hills 2014, and that came out next, and I was like up on that, and then I was just seeing like how much they were like, the music was growing alongside with their age, and like what they were about at the time, what they really cared about. You know what I mean? Going from, like, I gotta make sacrifices, I gotta, like, talk about money, and, you know, certain, you know, little hints of, like, you know, the fame when they're starting out, and then, like, once they've already got the fame, they talk about how real it is to not really want it as much. They just want to make music, and, like, and, like, as much as, like, the fame is great, it's not, like,
it just
really
becomes too much.
I mean,
you
like,
bit, like,
yeah, it's just,
I can see that.
There's beauty in the struggle and ugliness in the fame.
Yeah.
And J. Cole said,
yeah,
there's beauty and struggle, ugliness and success. And, like, I believe that. Like, there probably is, like, you probably do see way more ugliness when when you think about success.
Yeah.
Because at that time where you're like wearing your suit and everything, your big watch, and you're driving your big Bentley that you afford, and you can have all that, and you're successful. You know, you've probably seen enough shit. You know what I mean, to see where that's at. But you know what I mean. I could also believe that there's way more ugliness in the struggle to see to that point.
Yeah.
You feel way more struggle day to day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But you gotta find the beauty of the silver linings and everything. You know what I mean? You gotta, like, that's
he really, like, portrays that, like,
that's
like,
what they
music,
get,
that's why I
that's
like
what
so
they get
much.
Across a lot. It's like, you know what I mean? Family is everything. You can't forget family. You can't pick who your family is. You gotta accept who your family is through thick and thin.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're different or not, that's, you know what I mean? That's your blood. And the people that come into your life that you consider family, whether they're different or not, you gotta accept them. So it's like, you know, you gotta find the beauty in those relationships.
Yeah.
You know, that those loyalties, those different kinds of friendships, you gotta find the silver lining and the beauty, I guess.
That's why, like, you know, like rappers like Logic, and like how he has his brother, and like he like brings him along and shit. I like to see that shit most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like how like he takes like a lot of like what he saw with his brother and like puts like that into his music and just like uses his family that way, like as like a way of like mending his family more than anything.
Yeah, true.
Cause like his is so fucked up, and like I just like a rapper that can like tell like a good story.
Right.
You
can be
you know,
raw,
about like some real shit.
You can be raw about what you really see in life.
Yeah.
You don't put a filter on it.
Just like tell their story. Like I'm more impressed by like their honesty than like talking about like fucking how much money and like bitches they got.
Yeah,
like, I don't care about that shit at all.
It's been going on long enough. Like I'd rather
play
hear
it out.
Where you're coming from, which they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you learn like more than just where they're living. You just learn like where they like want to come from, where they came from. It's like, it's just nuts. It's like, it's definitely something to be a part of. Just like you seeing your boy Trevor Hall go all around the world, you're like,
yeah.
And you would want to, you know what I mean? I feel like.
He's not as famous as, like,
he probably doesn't get the. Nah, he probably doesn't get the respect and stuff that he deserves.
Yeah. But yeah, he does his own thing. I mean, like, he sells out, like a lot of his shows, pretty much, like, all of them, like,
that's
for the most part.
That's something itself,
so.
You know?
So. I mean, he does okay, but, like, nothing near, like, any, like, rapper or anything, because, like, they sell, like, arenas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just them.
Yeah.
Or they have, like a couple people, like, open.
Right.
Like, pay them, you know, like, whatever, and then, like, they just make a shit ton of money each night. Just selling that, like, SPAC. You know, like, Lil Wayne, every time he came, he probably made so much fucking money.
Yeah.
Or else he wouldn't do it, honestly. He wouldn't need it for the fucking money.
Yeah. Can't imagine that dude needs any more money. But I think about the talent that Trevor Hall or Mike Love or, you know what I mean, the artists that you've like, put on the map for me to see. You can imagine, like, you know what I mean, over time, you'll see their progression of, like, maybe they'll get a little bit more fame, a little bit more money.
Yeah.
Then it's interesting to see where their material goes. It's, like, you know, where their sound goes after that.
That's actually where I've been seeing, like, Mike Love, because I found him, like, pretty much, like, a month after Travis died.
Right.
So, like, it was, like, a fucking perfect time to find that kind of fucking music because it was just, like, so, like, uplifting and great. So, I listened to that, and, like, he wasn't, like, that fucking big, at the time. And, like, I mean, we only had, like, 6,000-something likes on his Facebook or whatever. And, like, then, like, I just seen him grow. And, like, now he's got, like, you know, like, hundreds of thousands of, like, followers and all that
shit
now because, like, he's been touring with such big names. So it's been cool, like, to see, like, the progression. God, I'm fucking high right now. of an artist like that like, I fucking like so much, dude. It's fucking...
Dude. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes open myself.
I know, dude. Fuck.
I'm like, unreal. But, yeah, definitely respect you for following your artists as much as you do. You know, you said you're looking forward to going to a trip. In June.
Yeah, dude.
See your boy.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going down the 17th to Brooklyn, I'm pretty sure. And it's Mike Love and Trevor Hall.
Where Brooklyn at?
I've never really, like, walked around in Brooklyn. I don't know what to fucking expect. Is it bad?
No, you'd be good, dude. Just, you know what I mean? You'd be good.
Just watch what streets you go down.
Yeah. Just feel like, you know what I mean? Like, lep is in your soul. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, sweetheart,
I'm a bad motherfucker.
So you don't want none of this crazy. No,
you don't want it. So, just, you know what I mean? Get to where you gotta go. Have a good time.
I would not fuck with young Lap.
Nope.
Young crazy Lap? No fucking way.
Nope.
Oh, you wanna rustle and tussle?
You going to Brooklyn and then where?
Then, after the show, taking the train back to Albany.
Albany.
Or Rensselaer, whatever.
Small plane.
And,
really?
Waking up, I think, around, like, 5, going to the airport, catching a flight to, North Carolina, and then, like, hanging out there until fucking...
What's going on in North Carolina?
Well, I'm seeing my sisters. I haven't seen my sister Danny since she moved down there, so that's gonna be sweet.
Right on.
And I haven't seen, like, my brother-in-law or...
Does she have the dogs?
Yeah, she still has... She has, Haley. She still has Haley.
Oh.
I'm so stoked to see Haley, dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
She is
fuck
so...
You.
Awesome.
FaceTime me. I'm gonna see Haley.
I will, dude. She's so cute. She's, like, the cutest puppy ever.
I know.
Honestly,
she's the perfect
like,
size dog.
It's really crazy. She's
she really
like,
is the perfect size dog.
She's just literally the cutest pup of all time. It's nuts.
I love that dog.
But she's just nuts, dude.
Yeah, she's eccentric. But she's trained. She's trained.
Dude, there's so many times she's just, like, puked on my bed. And it was just, like, horrible, dude. You don't understand, dude. Like, when you're just, like, so tired. And you go to go lay down. And then you see, like, puke in your bed. And you know. And you know that it was her. And also, she would fucking rip up your phone cords and shit. And, like, your headset to your, like, your mic for, like, the Xbox. And just, like, anything with wires. She would just rip them up. She just loved it. She fucking loved it so much. I don't know why. But she just took part of everything.
Hungry. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how pups are.
Yeah.
You gotta love them.
And
she's got where's Abby?
Abby's with me.
Oh, right now.
She is the...
Pat Brown is over
there,
too?
Pat Brown is over with my sister.
Right now.
And this one dog, Zena. Yeah, which isn't her dog. Yeah. X that one out. Fuck him, whatever. But anyway. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm stoked to go see her and then, like, my brother-in-law and my sister Mandy.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm, like, crashing at, like, their house. And last time I went down there was fucking awesome. Mad nice weather. I guess, like, the one thing you have to worry about down there is the spiders. What are the fucking, the recluse? Brown, have you heard of that?
Brown recluse,
yeah,
spider?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm a serious arachnophobe. And, like,
yeah.
I know all the spiders that are poisonous and
Yep.
Spiders.
Yeah, that's what they were telling me. So that's pretty much like the only thing you really gotta worry about down there. And but other than that, the weather's fucking awesome. It gets pretty hot and muggy down there, but like that's all right. And the food is like awesome. It's super greasy, and it does some damage to your system.
Yeah,
it does some fucking damage.
They got chicken on like every corner down there.
Chick-fil-A, and they have that shit down there. That was all right.
The South is.
I've had better.
Chicken,
I think Popeyes and fucking KFC is better than that fucking bullshit. I'll say that right now to the South.
Jesus.
Is this
yeah. Oh, make them get out the treble hook again.
They'll come out after me.
Well, get a treble hook. Yeah, North Carolina's a good time. I've been to South Carolina.
I've never been that far.
I've been to Charleston, North Carolina.
Yeah. Charleston?
I think it's up. I think it's north.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is
we're
it cool?
Look, we're gonna look too good over their geography over here, but...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, it's a good time. Like it was fun to go there, but I don't know. For me, it's the humidity.
Yeah,
I can't breathe in the humidity.
Well,
you gotta be.
I just fucking sweat like a fucking pig.
Yeah,
when
that's,
I'm out
that's
there.
Probably good for you guys.
Yeah,
like,
you know, and I don't like doing that. It's not really. I'm not,
yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of that shit.
I just can't breathe.
Yeah,
I can't. Breathe.
Well, that's a little bit. Yeah, that's a little
weather.
More important.
I don't know
what
it is.
I'm saying.
I don't know what it is. I just. I can only imagine.
You gotta bring the inhaler.
Yeah. Even then, I'm just like it hits me in the face, and I slow down real quick. Real quick. I don't know what to say. I can't deal with it.
Would you ever move down there?
For 2 weeks max.
And then I'd
start my journey back up to the north. Yeah, I mean, there's no place better than Northeast. Like I'm done. Yeah, unfortunately, like we get stuck paying the most money to live up here. But realistically, this is probably the best place to live. Is the Northeast. Is reason to say that is just like we've got all the pine trees in the world. We've got the biggest, quote unquote, the Adirondacks are the biggest national park in the nation. And that's us. That's where we're all up here. And we just have like the biggest national park, and we pay the most money to live here. That's the problem. It's a shit show.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I really think that it has something to do with, like, for me, living standards of, like, I don't know, the kinds of, like, water sources we have versus the South. They got beaches out the ass, you know what
yeah.
I mean? They got beautiful beaches and, like, beautiful hot weather all the time, but, and, you know what I mean? The list goes on, right? And then up here we got, like, big lakes, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Big sources.
One thing
of
I can definitely say about just, like, this specific area is that, like, natural disasters and shit, like, they don't really hit us, like, too heavy
no.
up here. Like,
don't.
We never get, like, except for snow. Snow's pretty much, like, the only thing that we get
snow
really
we
hit
get,
with.
We get shit shit.
Other than that, it's, like, it's not that bad.
It's interesting, I don't know.
So that's one good thing about, like,
yeah,
this area,
good
like,
point.
For sure.
It is a good one. I mean, it's interesting, I don't know. It's
we never had, like, too much, like, we've had a couple, like, tornado scares, but, like,
right.
that were, like, kind of like, not like.
They hit us south or they hit us, you know,
yeah.
they disperse.
I mean, like, New York definitely gets hit, but just, like, Albany has never really gotten
snow.
Too beat up. Other than snow, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can imagine, like, you get all the benefits of, like, a lake and the benefits of, like, an ocean, but then, like, think about the tree sources. Like, they don't have, like, all that much green life down there.
Yeah.
Like, they really don't. They have a lot of cut grass and, like, all that shit, and, like, palm trees and a couple shit like that, but
yeah.
you look around and, I don't know, it's. Just generally feel like I like the Northeast better.
I do like the winter.
I'd like to have like a condo down there, you know what I mean? To go down there, stay for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Rent it out to other people and
just maybe.
You know, I don't know. Be something else.
I don't know, I would probably move down there.
I'd go to the Midwest.
I wouldn't mind.
I would move out west. Instead of going south, I'd just try to move west.
But I do like the Adirondacks, and like living out that way would be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for, like, climbing and shit, you know, for you guys, like...
It's hard to find.
I know you guys go out and climb all the time.
Yeah,
there's
so many spots in the Adirondacks, let alone, like, I mean, for specifics, just, like, Lake Luzerne and Lake George and all of those. There's just a lot of good places to hike, let alone, like, climbing. And, like, I mean, you talk to somebody who's done, like, the 46, just, like, Jeremy... He knows the majority of them now, and then now he's got, you know, Corey investing his time to study it. It's like, it just it opens up like a whole new world that is literally not far away at all.
Yeah.
It's so close to home that you're just like so much more appreciative of the fact that this is where we live. And like, oh yeah, no shit, we do pay a pretty penny to live up here, but you know what I mean? It's probably because they preserve the last of it. Like, half of it up there is... Or a majority of it is like state owned, but then some of it is federally owned. I learned, and
yeah.
like you can't find any land to really buy to live up there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find anything really. So it's like really is a pleasure to be able to just go up there and.
You need like a lot of money
yeah.
just to even like squeeze up there, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I think that's where a lot of people.
Touristy
like,
area.
And
yeah.
like Saratoga, and that's where like a lot of the money
yeah.
sits up in there. When I'm driving up there for work, dude, it's fucking crazy. Like, the people I see walking around, like, the nice things they have. The houses are incredible up there. Like, I would kill to live in a house like that. That'd be amazing. But it'd be really great, like, living close to all the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I love hiking. I can't wait to actually, like, go out because I haven't gone this year. I think we're going this weekend, honestly.
Honestly, hitting this hike on this past weekend, we had gone to a place called Potash Falls, I believe.
Yeah.
And just having my first experience to be climbing outdoors, just having, like, the whole new element of climbing, it really just, I mean, it brings all the outdoors and mountain life to, like, life. And just what the potential could be of, like, having fun out there every weekend, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't know. I definitely just enjoy being in the woods. Especially being in the woods at like 7 o'clock in the morning, 2 hours or a couple hours away from home. And it's just like, oh, no shit. Like, we're out here.
Yeah.
Put the headphone in. I was just like, I could have trucked through the woods for fucking hours. Like, fucking black bear just
yep.
just out, man. It just felt good.
It's just so secluded.
Here I am, like, not prepared at all. My, like, Nikes and, like, you know what I mean? Like, pants. And I just look like a schmuck in the woods.
Did you have climbing shoes, like, when you guys
went? I had climbing shoes once I got to the scene, but, like, up until that point, though, I mean, just ruining my fucking shit.
Yeah.
You can't even get good shoes. Prepared for that.
Not even good shoes, honestly.
Yeah.
You just get Walmart shoes.
Just wore my Price Chopper shoes.
You know? Yeah, you would have been fine.
I'm a schmuck. But anyways, just fucking had a blast, dude. Got out there. For me, dude, it was just walking in the woods that early in the morning.
Yeah.
I swear to God, like,
walking in the woods. What time did you guys
go? We had left here, like, I want to say, like, 6 and got up there at, like, 7.
Nice.
That was not a couple hours away at all.
Yeah.
You just were like,
yep,
we were like,
and
we got up there and then, like, parked real quick, followed the directions, hopped in the woods, and just went for it. And then, you know what I mean, had to get lost a couple times and then found it. And then set up gear.
Who usually goes up first and, like, sets the trail?
Corey. Corey lead climbs.
Is that the guy that, like, just puts the thing?
Yeah, so what we do is sport climbing where the bolts are already there.
Yeah.
We don't have to be the ones to get up there and then, like, put him in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he gets up there, he leads it, somebody gives him slack, and then he'll get all the way up to the top, and then that's where he ties up to the anchor, and then he'll set up the rope to come back down. And it's a huge process, dude. I mean, every time... There's a lot of knots going on. There's a lot of, like, procedures that you gotta make sure are safe. And you're better safe than sorry and taking your time.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it takes a couple extra minutes, it really will fucking... When you're the one who's got the life in your hands, you definitely want to make sure you're doing it right. And you definitely don't give a damn how long it takes. And so
yeah.
You're confident
I would
about
not
it,
give a fuck, dude.
Because you just climbed, like, you know what I mean, an 80-foot cliff. And then you're like, okay...
Yeah.
It's up for me to get us back down here, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's my life now, and, you know what I mean? That's a lot of responsibility. However, when you're not necessarily confident about it, but when you're knowledgeable enough to be able to do it, then I think, like, you can pull it off. And that's exactly what Corey does, and he fucking, did it a couple times when we were up there at Potash, and it was definitely next level to see it all go down. And then once we could just start going up and top roping, it was honestly a crazy experience. Really crazy experience. It definitely takes a lot of balls to do that, honestly. I feel like a lot of people understand the magnitude of, like, danger we're fucking experiencing, like, going up and doing that, and you don't really, like, as someone who's been going climbing for a little bit, like, you kind of just, like, block out that fear as well, like, with the height and the element of, like, this is real life, this isn't inside a gym, this is, you fall, you die. You kind of block that all out, and that's what makes the exhilaration, like, adrenaline feeling going.
I'd be terrified.
And it's unreal, bro. It is unreal. It's like, no joke, this is, like, you have to just literally... They're not like the holds at the gym where there's a flat wall and then, like, you have, like, a bulky, nice handhold or a little crimp or any of that.
Yeah.
This is, like... The whole grain of it is all, like... It's some of it's sharp, some of it's, like, soft, some of it's rounded. Barely any of it is, like, lippy or any of it has, like, a nice big pull, like a door handle, like, hold or any of... Like, there's barely any of that. There's just,
yeah,
like, you gotta, like, you feel, you literally look so goofy. I had a time lapse video, man, and there's just, like, you see, like, parts of me just, like, feeling the wall, like, okay, what feels good enough to pull my whole body up, which is my two fingers. And it was like, you find that one hold, and
that's
then,
so,
like,
crazy.
I don't know, like, everybody kind of seemed to start finding their own route. And it was, again, like, it was definitely getting challenging for my first time, and I was definitely seeing that, you know, being in shape and being able to go to the gym enough, you would be able to, like, get in that kind of mind frame and, like, just that really all-around shape to get yourself up there. And then our shout out to Jeremy Mosca for literally just killing it. Like, he was literally climbing up these walls like he was, like, dreaming about it the night before. It was bizarre. But
he said he was?
No, he definitely wasn't. He'd be like, you'd be laughing about that, but I mean, honestly, it's just, I mean, it takes a lot to do that sport, and I mean, I don't know. be something cool to get into.
Yeah.
I definitely like it.
I definitely like to come with you guys like next time.
Yeah, you got it. That's the experience I wanted, but like, let alone just like the climbing, I'm telling you, the hike, just being out there in the woods that morning, I was really one with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was fun.
When we did the first 46er that we have, like I ever did, we camped out the night before at the base of the mountain.
Right.
And we slept until I think about like 4, and then we got up and started hiking in. So like we were already in there like when it was dark.
Yeah.
And you know, the sun was just kind of coming up, so like there was like a little bit of light.
Right.
And,
yeah.
That was awesome. Just like waking up basically like in the forest.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
like,
it was very refreshing.
It's
just
too fun.
We were all fucking sleeping there at night, dude. And there's this thing I can't remember the fucking name of it. Jeremy would be able to tell me. But apparently, it's like this little fucking animal. It's like a rat, basically, and like screams like a fucking girl. And it's like it's really fucking creepy. Like I can't remember what it's fucking called.
It's not a muskrat.
And no, it's not. And like it kind of like happened when we were there. It was like it started screaming and shit, dude. And like we were like, Jeremy, like what the fuck is that? And he's just like he's kind of laughed. He's like, it's whatever the fuck he called it. And it's fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's the Blair Witch.
The woods is scary. It's a scary place. At night.
Yeah, someone Jerry's saying. You guys, just there's a lot of animals out here, okay?
Alright, just get with it. I will hunt these animals down. I'll take them down with my bare hands and eat them.
Not even worry about.
No, not at all, dude.
You know there's somebody else that's not worried about is my boy McGregor. Yeah, you worry about nothing. Dude, I saw a guy with a Brazil shirt on in Tetris Shrine the other day, and I just flexed on him. Oh, God, I got a fucking bug bite over here. Just like flexing.
I was flexing the pride on him.
Oh, yeah.
But,
he was like, alright, I respect.
But, dude, I'm telling you, that is going to be the biggest fight in all year. I'm giving it all year. I don't even get... Everybody is, like, so disappointed with the Mayweather and the Pacquiao fight. I just feel like the elevation that this fight's going to bring to the UFC world is just going to be, like... You can't even put it on the Richter scale. Like,
no.
I'm telling you, it's going to be insane.
I want, like, someone to get at their house. We can just go there and watch it and, like...
Yeah. It'll happen. I mean, honestly,
I'm
so to experience it, like, to see, like, it firsthand like that is way better. I mean, everybody would end up going out to the bar and seeing. That's probably the best way to experience it if you're in Dublin or if you're in, like, Boston. But if you're fucking...
That would be amazing.
If you're here in New York, Albany particularly, you probably just want to, like, catch the scene at home.
Or the beer garden.
Or you go to beer garden.
They might have it there.
You might have to fucking bargain with them about it beforehand.
They might do it because, like, it is a pretty fucking big fight.
It's a big event, bro.
Yeah, dude. I would tell
you. I know somewhere, like, the recovery room and those places do all that shit with all the TVs and shit, but for me, it's like seeing it at home. You can just have that much more of, like, a good time, and you want to get in a fight with somebody that was repping for the wrong person.
I'm just going to freak the fuck out. Like,
you're not
going to
freak anything out.
If he wins,
dude,
I'm going to be so hyped.
It's going to be a good time. I'm excited to watch that fight. He's gonna go out there and manhandle.
Dude,
I'm really excited to watch that fight.
I think he's just gonna come after him like right away.
Yeah, because he's got.
But I think Aldo's gonna come
for
after
once,
him too.
For once, I'm watching somebody who's got the benefit of having the reach on.
He has a better reach than him.
Yeah, he's got way longer reach, like 4 inches. So
not bad.
I've just seen the difference, like in a lot of fights where the reach definitely had an advantage. Like I'm always rooting for somebody who'd kick John Jones' ass.
Did you hear what happened to him, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Doesn't surprise me. I mean, that just goes to show you, but I feel like you would see a lot of athletes get in trouble for the same thing, honestly.
Just running away from a fucking scene of a fucking
accident. You know what I mean? Just, like, some kind of shenanigan, like, you know what I mean, the incident that he had, or, you know what I mean, something to do with real hardcore drugs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no reason to believe that a lot of these athletes indulge in, like, you know what I mean,
some serious
like shit, and
a little sugar.
They fucking, yeah, they just they probably have a good time because they're at that level of, like, you know what I mean, where they can kind of get past all the shit that you would have to put up with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And well, fuck, dude.
Above that level, man. I want to see McGregor conquer for Ireland and see that shit go down.
I would probably get, like,
I mean, now that...
A round of shots for everybody. If
now that the Celtics going to make it in the playoffs, and now that fucking... You know what I mean? The Yankees are always going to be ass. I need someone to stick up for us. Like, I need someone to...
My Cardinals are doing so good to represent fucking St. Louis. Just kidding, I'm running from there. But anyway, they're doing so good right now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I mean, I don't know. I'm always going to be a New York fan, but when it comes to the playoffs, this is the only one I really care about. It's the NBA with all the fucking buzzer beaters that have been going down.
No, the Rangers.
With my boy Paul Pierce.
They're still in it, Brooklyn?
No. He's not on their team. He was on the Wizards, and they had made it pretty far, and then he had a buzzer beater shot at the end, right? And he didn't get it off in time, so he just came off. And this is different. How the hell did that happen?
I have no idea. I've
been sitting here the whole time.
I don't know.
That's too bizarre. See, like, I don't like that.
Me neither. Do you have, like, a paper towel?
Did you ask yourself? How did you do that?
I don't know, dude. How did, like, their blood just, like, get on me? That's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Maybe it was, like, a bug and I squished it.
Dude, that's a lot of blood.
I know.
This dude, in the middle of literally, like, watching this whole experience, just now has a big blood blot on your arm.
Oh. Maybe it's, like, coming from this. Yeah, that's probably what happened. That's a lot that come out.
This guy is just, like, tearing himself up over.
Dude, what the fuck? That's crazy, dude.
Happened?
I didn't even know.
Dude,
I
literally looked down in your arm.
I scratched my arm, dude.
And
like,
all of a sudden, we're like,
like, right on my tattoo, though.
Yo.
That's so strange.
You're bleeding. And then we look around, we look up at the ceiling, we look down, like, what the hell?
I straight up thought there was, like, a fucking body up there, and
oh
there was, like, blood dripping down.
Bro,
that was creepy as
fuck.
The fuck
out.
That's crazy.
I know I had to trip Tommy out for a second.
What the fuck? I don't
know.
This is
next level, man.
Alright, we're gonna wrap this up so I can wipe this blood off me. Yeah, you know,
clean up the scene.
Jesus. It's crazy.
It's a pleasure being on your podcast, Mr.
Well, you're gonna be on it forever, so fuck off.
Yeah, I forgot that.
That's right, dude. You can't escape. Alright. Thanks for listening, everybody. Peace out.
Peace.